Okay, so you ever like grab your go-to work pants, you know, the ones, and then get halfway to the job site and bam, you realize the pockets are like engineered for disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Everything spills out, it's a mess. Or worse, you're kneeling down on the job and rip another hole right through the knee.
Classic.
It's like some brands just want their workwear to self-destruct, right?
You're preaching to the choir. It's like the search for workwear that actually survives work itself.
Right. So today we're gonna dive deep into True Work.
Okay.
This company claims they've got the most technical, high-performance workwear in the world. And I don't know about you,
Yeah.
but my alarm bells always go off when I hear most anything.
Of course, right?
So we're going straight to the source, their website.
Like, so gotta see what they're all
Legit.
about in their own words, right?
Exactly. A company's website, especially these days, it's their digital storefront.
It's true.
How they present themselves online, that tells you a lot about what they care about and what they think will hook people in, you know?
Sure.
And right off the bat on Truework's homepage, you get hit with this bold statement, work the system.
Okay.
And they keep mentioning this integrated workwear system. I don't know, it's giving me Silicon Valley vibes, but for like your tool belt.
Interesting you say that because there's definitely a trend of companies now, instead of just selling you a product, they're selling you a whole lifestyle,
Yeah,
you know, a
right.
whole ecosystem. So Truework seems to be going for that. Like they want you all in on their whole system, not just a one-time buy.
Right.
But is it really something special or just really good marketing?
Right.
We'll have to
Yeah.
see.
We'll see. And visually, their homepage, it's a trip. Close-ups on the fabric weaves, little diagrams showing off all the special features.
Oh, wow.
They even have a whole section about how their overalls are made for knee pads.
Knee
Knee
pads.
pads with diagrams.
Intense.
Very detailed.
I like it.
But this isn't by accident.
Right.
They're emphasizing all those technical details to appeal to a certain kind of person.
Totally.
Think about it. Durability, practicality, maybe even a little bit of that pro gear appeal. They're not hiding the nitty-gritty. They're like, look at this,
Yeah.
showing it off.
Totally owning it.
Exactly. And speaking of pro, their models, they're not your typical fashion models. It's construction workers, ranchers, people who look like they actually use this
Yeah,
stuff.
they're going for the real deal look.
Exactly. Truework is clearly targeting a specific audience, people who'd rather have function over fashion, you know, who are probably used to workwear that just doesn't hold up.
Yeah, they've been there.
They're talking directly to the worker who needs gear as tough as their job is.
Makes sense.
And to convince that worker, they're using something we see everywhere now, social proof.
Okay.
Testimonials everywhere on their website, people raving about the fit, how crazy durable it is, how comfy it is, even when they're working long hours.
Smart, because if you're someone who's gotten burned by cheap workwear before, you're not going to just trust a new brand right away.
No.
But if you see real people, maybe even people in your own trade, talking about how good it is, that builds trust.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's not just like one-off quotes. They've got this whole work journal thing going on.
Yeah, the work journal. It's like they're trying to build a whole community, not just sell you some clothes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're invested in what you do for work, the whole lifestyle.
It's a smart move, especially if they're trying to build that pro image.
Right.
And speaking of investment, you don't see prices plastered all over their homepage.
True.
There is a big sale banner, though, so it's not like they're giving this stuff away.
Yeah, that's smart, though. They're
Yeah.
downplaying the price, which just makes you focus on the quality of the performance.
Right.
They're going for that premium price point, which makes sense with the materials and the designs they're showing off. They're basically betting that workers will pay more for gear that lasts longer, makes their jobs easier.
Yeah, makes sense. It'd be nice to not be constantly patching up holes in my work pants
Right.
or replacing them altogether.
Exactly. And if their stuff is as comfy and well designed as they say, it could mean you get more done on the job,
Yeah.
fewer injuries, less hassle in the long run, which is a huge selling point for anybody who works hard.
Totally. It does make you think, though, about their whole process. Like, how much are they actually putting into research and
Yeah,
development?
good point.
Because if they're going to call themselves the most technical and charge a premium price, they got to back it up.
100%. Consumers, especially people who depend on their gear every single day, they can spot a fake from a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Truework seems to get that, though, at least from what we're seeing online.
So far, their website tells a good story, you know. Target a specific type of worker, show off those technical details, lean on that social proof to build trust, imply a higher price for better quality. But the big question is, does it actually work?
And that's the difference between a good marketing deep dive and a great one.
Right.
We got to go beyond their perfectly curated website and see how their gear actually performs in real life.
Exactly, because let's be real, online reviews can be brutal.
Oh, tell me about it.
And lucky for you, we didn't stop at the website. We got in touch with some actual TrueWork users, people who have really put their stuff to the test. And let me tell you, we found some strong opinions.
Oh, this is where it gets good. Real feedback, not just what you see on a website. This is how we separate the hype from reality.
Exactly. So buckle up, because we're about to find out if TrueWork's system can handle the pressure. First up, durability. Did TrueWork live up to that tough-as-nails image?
You want to talk tough. People were saying this stuff is next to impossible to tear or puncture.
No kid.
And one guy even said he'd been wearing the same T1 work pants for over a year.
Wow.
Heavy use every day, and they were still going strong.
Okay, so for those of us who go through work pants like crazy, that's impressive.
Right.
But what about comfort? Did TrueWork manage to make tough workwear actually wearable?
So comfort, that's where things get a little more interesting.
I bet it's subjective.
Right, exactly. It's workwear we're talking about, not pajamas.
Fair enough. So what were people saying?
A lot of people raved about the fit, especially the knee pad designs. They said the flexibility was great, no bunching up or stiffness, even when they were crouching down, bending over, you know, all those weird positions you get stuck in on the job.
Which makes sense, since TrueWork focuses on specific trades. They're designing for those movements, those demands, not just a basic pair of pants.
Exactly. But, and this is important, a few reviewers said the materials weren't breathable enough, especially in the heat. Seems like maybe there's a trade-off when you're going for maximum durability.
Right. Something that works for a roofer in Arizona might be a sweaty mess for someone working construction in Florida.
Exactly. You always got to find that balance.
Totally. And speaking of balance, let's talk price. Remember how we said TrueWork seems to be aiming for that premium price point?
Yeah.
That was a sticking point for some people at first.
Of course, no one wants to spend a ton, especially on workwear.
Exactly. It's a necessity.
Right. But here's the thing. A lot of those same reviewers who were hesitant about the price they ended up saying that the durability made it worth it.
Oh, interesting, because it lasts longer.
Exactly. They felt like they were saving money in the long run because they weren't replacing their workwear all the time.
So TrueWorker might be onto something with this whole invest in quality idea. It's like changing how you think about it. Not just a one-time buy, but an investment in your comfort, your sanity on the job.
I like that. Yeah, and that's what makes these deep dives so valuable. We can break down marketing messages, analyze slogans, but those real-world experiences, they're the real test.
So from work the system on the website to actual workers putting it to the test, what's the verdict?
It seems like TrueWork's marketing is pretty spot on. They emphasize the technical aspects, they're focused on specific trades, and they're committed to making gear that lasts. Well, like any good deep dive, this just brings up more questions. How are they going to deal with those breathability issues? Can they keep up the quality if they get bigger and the demand goes up?
All good things to think about. And for everyone listening, next time you see a flashy ad or hear a big claim, remember this deep dive.
Yes.
Don't just take their word for it. Do your research. Read the reviews. Look for those real experiences.
Because the best workwear isn't about the marketing. It's about finding gear that works as hard as you do day in and day out.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Make sure you check out the next episode where we'll be